Rotary Club, JVCTC, and Park Board team up for project. Jamestown Public Schools hiring for multiple positions. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Rotary Club has been working with different entities to provide more recreational benches along the Jamestown Reservoir this summer. The Rotary Club worked with the Stutzman County Park Board to build some benches and make them ADA compliant along the reservoir walking paths. Rotarian Sean Johnson says they also teamed up with the James Valley Career and Tech Center to build those benches.
So Joan Morris, who's a Rotarian, she's also on the Stutzman County Park Board. You know, she mentioned a possible project where we could have some benches made and put them along the walking trail out at the reservoir. Thought that was a great idea. Reached out to the people at the Career and Votech Center here at the high school, and they do tremendous work.
You can read more about the project online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Public School District is currently seeking employees to fill multiple positions. Business manager Sally Ost reports they're seeking candidates for the 2021-2022 school year. She says these positions include custodians, special education paraeducators, food service, and office assistants. Those interested in any of these positions are encouraged to contact the Jamestown Public School District. More than 2 years after four employees of a North Dakota property management firm were slain, the man charged in their deaths is going to trial. Chad Isaac is a chiropractor and Navy veteran who lived in a trailer home run by the company. Company officials say they had few interactions with Isaac and had no idea about a possible motive. Police say they have overwhelming physical evidence tying Isaac to the slayings. Jury selection that starts Monday is expected to take up to 2 days, with as much as 3 weeks needed for the trial. And North Dakota State Water Commission on Friday approved $5 million in additional aid to help ranchers who are battling drought conditions this summer. The commission approved two additional water supply assistance programs and allocated more money to an existing program. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.